Hello, this is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to All Indie Radio. We're exploring indie folk, indie pop, indie rock music, and even some chill hop tunes on occasion. We started off with Ray Carmen from the amazing Bubblegum Buddha release. Yeah, that's almost 30 years ago. Just tremendous. A tune called Rain on the Road. Going to listen to a 7-inch vinyl record that I love dearly. The clock strikes 13 and a 6-foot drop.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Northern Picture Library with Dear Far Away Friend. Before that, Pam Berry, One Half of the Pines. Love that. A Rainy Day. And we started off with Clock Strikes 13. Tremendous band. They only released maybe 3 or 4 7-inch records. They were all tremendous. And that was 6 Foot Drop. Well, I've got to find the thesaurus. Because, you know, I can only say tremendous so many times. And I can't even say thesaurus.
Exploring Science in the Sea. One of the adages of modern science is that if a butterfly in China flaps its wings, it might lead to a hurricane weeks later in the Atlantic Ocean. There's no way to prove or disprove that idea, but there does seem to be some evidence of a connection going the other direction. Warmer water in the northwestern Atlantic may be one factor in creating heat waves over China, Korea, and Japan. Eastern Asia has undergone several deadly heat waves in recent years. A month-long hot spell in 2018 broke a century-old record in Korea, with temperatures reaching 105 degrees. Several factors combined to create the hot weather, including high pressure over the Himalayas and the Pacific Ocean, and warmer waters in the northern Pacific. But researchers have identified a link with the North Atlantic as well. Earlier studies had already found some connections. Long-term changes in surface water temperatures in the North Atlantic and the northwestern Pacific seem to be linked, for example. And changes in the North Atlantic can influence Asian typhoons. The recent research looked at 40 years of Asian climate records. Scientists compared those numbers to sea surface temperatures in the northwestern Atlantic. They found a link. They report that warmer water in that part of the Atlantic can create a wave in the atmosphere. It connects with global circulation patterns. As it reaches eastern Asia, the wave helps make conditions hotter and drier, contributing to deadly heat waves. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
Alright, Hoops with Give It Time. And before that, from released on This and That tapes, we heard Mother Night with To the Sea. Alright, I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening to All Indie Radio. Swim away from the mainstream and open your mind to musical possibilities. Until next time, wishing you many blessings.